We've covered a lot of ground this morning. We're about to cover just a little bit more. I have with me Danae.
Yes.
And I have also Maurice Shinlock. And we've seen a lot of really neat photography today. We've seen some pictures of estuaries and rivers. We've seen some underwater video. And Maurice is going to tell us how it is that we are able to take such nice pictures underwater. And with that, I'm going to turn it over to her.
Well, it's a pretty specialized field. I mean, the main thing is you have to be pretty adept at diving. And you can see that Quentin and Franklin out there had to have real good diving skills to be able to bring you the live dive. And I'll just show you a little bit of the equipment that we use underwater. This is our aluminum housing. We take down actual land cameras, just like you might use up here, and we put it in this aluminum box, so to speak. And it has a port on the front so the lens can see through. And here, let me just take it apart, and I can show you the back of the camera, what it looks like. And then you just kind of go down and find the fish and shoot the button. And with practice, you actually get pretty good at it and make some nice compositions.
What would you say is like your biggest fear, like going diving? Do you fear animals or do you fear people? Or?
Well, that's a good question, and it's one we're asked all the time, because unfortunately magazines and Hollywood would have you believe that the danger comes from the animals. But actually, the danger comes from within inside yourself, and lack of skills and lack of confidence, and also not being able to evaluate the conditions properly.
On the dive we were looking at earlier, it seemed like the fish were just completely unafraid of people. They came right up and touched them and poked the cameras in their face. Do you find that with all marine organisms?
No, we don't. You can tell the difference when you go diving in a place where the fish have basically been left alone, where they've been able to, you know, swim around unimpeded, and where people haven't been fishing a lot, then the fish are pretty friendly, and after a while they've got used to you. The bubbles make a lot of noise, and you're kind of frightening to them and all that get up. But if you dive in a place where there's a lot of fishing and spear fishing and a lot of human activity, the fish are not as friendly. So it takes a lot of time and a lot of patience to get good pictures.
We have a question from one of the students that's with us live this morning. And the question is, what is the difference between saltwater and freshwater scuba diving? Since you've done some diving, maybe you can help us with that one.
Yeah, I've actually been diving in both saltwater and freshwater, and that's a great question. The main difference is, and I know that a lot of you have been testing different kinds of water, is that saltwater is more dense than freshwater. And so, because of the dissolved minerals. And so you have to be able to adjust your weight and your buoyancy in order to be able to remain what we like to call neutral. And neutral buoyancy is very, very important when you're diving, so that you can control. It's sort of like flying, you know, except you're underwater. And you don't want to go crashing into the reef, even if it's an artificial reef, because there's animals growing there. So whether it's saltwater or freshwater depends on how much weight you use and, you know, that kind of thing, so that you can actually control where you are at any point during the dive.
Well, you bring up a real interesting point. You talk about being able to control yourself underwater, and we saw in this dive that if you're within 20 or 30 feet of the surface and it's rough, you bob around quite a bit. I'll bet if you're in a place where there's a current of water, you have the same kind of problems controlling yourself.
You do. It's difficult.
I guess that comes with practice and patience.
Practice and patience, and the question that was asked before, and you know, that is, you need to evaluate the conditions before you actually get into it. And the rule of thumb when you're on a dive is to swim up current at the beginning of the dive, so that when you're lower on air and have to go back to the boat or back to the rig in this case, that you can allow the current to actually bring you back to the place that you started and not use up so much energy and therefore not use up all of your air.
Well, this is terrific. Now that we know just a little bit more about diving and a little bit more about underwater photography, we're going to go back out to that platform and revisit our divers there and see what they have to show us.